try and design what they would prefer the future uniform to be like.
That's what the the two kind of network collaboration things could be. They could be like designing the uniform, like two separate spaces.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know the fashion. I mean, lots of people have mentioned the fashion shows. So, as well as the uniform, what other elements could there be in? You know, what other kinds of clothes could there be in this fashion show that reference the idea of the past, the present, and the future?
Peek it.
We
also thought of just general stuff that was kind of
from that era.
From those kind of areas that might flare.
So fashions from the 70s, 80s, 90s. Yeah. Okay. Anything else apart from actual kind of conventional clothes?
Peaches.
Yeah. What else could people be wearing?
Their teachers.
Oh, not wearing.
Possibly.
Hats.
That's been
done. Just general, like, yeah.
Could you wear, in what sense could you wear history?
You could wear the suit of class photos.
Yeah?
I'm sure we've got. The reason why we keep all the year and class photos is if someone says something awful's happened that someone else did, then we can show the person all the pictures of the kids at the school and say, it was that one. So I think we've actually got quite a few of them from the past, but just looking at sort of, even, do you think just from faces you could show the passing of time in pictures? Mm. I bet you could, different glasses,
different
hairs,
hair
styles.
Yeah.
Makeup.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Okay.
If... I mean, those of you that have been talking about the student commissioning group, I know some of you have been involved in that. I mean, is something like this something you could pass on to them? Commission. Could you see this being handed to a group of artists or a theatre company or whatever?
Yeah, quite easily, actually.
No. My other question was about the building. You know, because what we normally do is we have a drama performance in a drama space and a film screening in a film room and an art exhibition in a sort of a gallery space and a dance performance in a dance room. Do you think there's any potential in deliberately not having things in their conventional spaces?
Yeah.
So did you give any thought to how we could use the whole building?
Well, we kind of had another idea of kind of projecting images of the new school on certain places around the school and kind of having... around looking at these pictures on the thing that's the old version of it, which would be
so
quite
overlaid.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also what we were thinking with about the Doctor Who episode. It wasn't just going to be filmed in the drama studio, like filmed outside, and then also with the stop motion, like, inside. So it was a variation.
But I just, because I know we're nearly up for time, and sort of slightly on that. I know a school down in Brighton who did a similar thing. It was their, I think, 50th or 100th anniversary, and they'd got lots of memories from people of the school over a period of time, and they projected that along with images that were taken at the time on various parts of the school. Mm-hmm. So as you wandered around, you got somebody who was there in 1956, for example, talking about their memories of that particular part of the school. Mm-hmm. It was a very effective way of connecting with the past. Maybe there's something in that, but also I'll give you this key to try and get the future.
I mean, one thing that would really interest me is that one of the criticisms that's often levelled at staff is that their imagination or their idea of what teaching might be like in the future is so controlled by their experience of what it's like now, what it used to be. And maybe we could really challenge teachers to think of a future that isn't exactly like what we've got now.
Yeah.
So could there be a sort of a challenge to staff somehow to think about how the future could evolve or be significantly different for the school than it is now?
It's my one I'm putting in.
Well, it's interesting because I don't know whether any of you have seen in the newspapers or heard on the radio or watched on the television that the Conservative Party, currently the Shadow Education Minister, they've just come up with their education policy plans, or at least an outline of them. Plans is probably too grandiose a term, but their plan is essentially to go backwards in time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's too much of a caricature. I mean, I think that they're kind of almost proud of that notion, that what we want back is, you know, tradition in schools. And we want, you know, people wearing smart uniforms and...